On July 29th, 2017, the East Wall History Group held a summer school on pirate radio. In this talk, we hear Alan Maximone talking to Maureen Maguire about the political radio station Radio Sinn Féin. I must add that in early December 2018, we learnt of the sudden and tragic death of Alan Maximone, and may he rest in peace. Let's have a listen to an edited version of this long interview with Maureen Maguire. In this section, Maureen is talking about her time with Margarita Darcy on Radio Pirate Woman in Galway.
But I went down to Galway several years. You know, really, years been doing it off and on. And I was amazed that she actually could get any sort of thing, because all she done was she just plugged it into the light. That seemed to be enough. But it only went about a mile from where the actual place was. And everyone knew about it, and she was quite open, as you can see by everything up there, the address. So they knew it. So we're in there one. Anyway, she said to me, "I'll tell you what, Maureen, we need someone, you know, to talk about men's problems, because an awful lot of men phone up and there's no one to speak to them, because it was a load of old dears." You know, if you look at the pictures there, all these women are about 70. Well, my age now. So anyway, I said, all right then. So anyway, there were two incidents that happened. There was all sorts of weird things happened. But two were, one was a man who used to dress up as, wanted to dress up as a woman, but his wife objected. So anyway, I was quite flippant about it, and I said, perhaps it's because none of the clothes that you were matched, i.e. the hat didn't suit the handbag, or the shoes might have been the wrong colour. I mean, mad stuff. So anyway, that was it. And another night, there was big rapping on the door, and it was a lesbian that had took a dislike to what I'd said. I don't care. Even in them days, there were lesbian then as well as there is now. I didn't really regard it. She was quite prepared to give me a really good hiding about what I said. I couldn't remember a bloody thing. And all sorts of weird men used to phone up about their sexual problems. And you can imagine stupid bloody answers you were given then. It was a hoot, you know. But you see, nevertheless, Margaret had a serious side to her campaign. The only thing I didn't like about it was the fact there was never any men on it. These men, these weird men, would ring up, and you're there trying to give them, well, what sort of advice could you possibly give them? I'm not a man. Simple as that. But everyone was glued to it. And the thing that amazed me, we used to go around dishing out leaflets. Now, the rugby team were down there. The All Blacks were there one day. We met them en masse, freezing, buying jumpers in the sweater shop. We dished out all these leaflets, you know. And I said, Margaret, that's great. Why don't you interview them for the radio? Not at all. They're all men. Won't have a man on mine, which I thought was a bit, you know.
In Galway, Radio Pirate Woman, if I remember rightly, Margareta started around the late 1980s, and it carried on through the, I think, quite regularly up to the mid-90s, and now every now and again. Given that it's been broadcasting for that long, so people in Galway with any interest in media or radio or that will have heard about it, have you any idea there what sort of response Margaret was getting to the state, given that its signal wasn't very strong? It only really reached the, I think, the city centre area?
Yeah, pretty well. Well, I tell you what, everyone knew Margaretta. I mean, in fact, that's why that, you know, the Sheltered Sea thing, which she joined that and then ended up in prison. By that time, every single person has known Margaretta, and they all knew her, and everyone listened to the radio show. You talk to anyone there, they'll tell you. Even the police themselves, you know, because occasionally they'd come and call into the house, you know, and they'd be sitting glued to it, you know, and the weirder the programme was, the better, you know. The only complaint I had about the particular show, I don't know where she got them from. The music was absolutely terrible. It'd be like people on bongo drums for about half an hour. And then she'd had, I heard music I never in my life heard anywhere else on there, wherever the hell it ever came from. It was really weird. And then she'd get it, she had a campaign going about, you know, women's right to work and all the rest of it. And she had a lot of unmarried mothers. And, you know, in them days down there, you're talking about 20 years ago, people were very conventional. You know, no one would ever admit to being an unmarried mother. And she was the only one that ever spoke on behalf of, you know, travellers, you know, women travellers. She'd have them on the radio as well. No one else would. She was very, very good. She was exceptional. But there are recordings of all these things, as I said, in Galway. They're in the college down there. She, in this particular book, which is Galway Pirate of Women, she mentions absolutely everyone. And all them photographs in it are of her neighbours. They're not really anyone. They're just neighbours and the rest of it. And she doesn't mention me at all, and it was rather surprised. But anyway, but she wouldn't mention anyone that anyone would know. You know, it's a pirate radio for yourself. It'd be like us setting it up and rambling on, you know.
But it was great crack now, wasn't it?
It was, and she was great. And, you know, when she ended up in prison here, I mean, I went up and got her newspapers. And by that time, I wasn't really feeling great myself. But anyway, went up to get her newspaper. She had the newspapers every day. She was a great campaigner. I mean, she really was a one-off. You'd never really... I can't see this generation ever turning up anyone like her again. She just was before her time. That's what you could say about her.